At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
What is happening? Listen, starting a little bit later today. I apologize. It's just one of those things. Tonight, okay, I've done a whole lot of planning for you wonderful people, right? The next couple of weeks, in fact, the next 3 or 4 weeks is basically all planned. And Friendly Fire is coming back. The shows where I have a co-host, Beverly, Samson, shows like that. Those are very important to me. And when we have a little break from them, like we have with Samson, I want them to come back with a bang. And I look at this time as a way of sort of developing the format, if you will, sort of improving on what we've done. So next week or two, that'll be back. Until then, Sean, Shane, and I will be filling the slots. But tonight, okay, I have my wonderful, wonderful fiance, Dan, coming on to do a little paranormal live with me, talking all about her tormented life with the paranormal. I did a little vote on Discord and everybody wanted a paranormal night. So part of that, the night will be talking and interviewing Dan. Then we have a whole bunch of new toys to play with. I've got a secondary camera I'm going to set up. We're going to set up some little areas. So during the interview, we can have things set up. And we can see if anything funky happens, because, you know, we like a bit of the paranormal. And before that, after this live stream, I believe Sean is interviewing a drummer who, or a musician who sold his soul or something. Maybe that was last week. Let me just double check. But I'm pretty sure that is. Okay, no, that's me talking. And let's have a quick look here. Here we go. My Demonic Rituals and NDE, Hit Musician Podcast. Yeah, this one right here. I could be wrong. This might be a different person, but there was definitely, there's a whole bunch of music orientated stuff. I apologize. I didn't have time to remake this thumbnail. So this is the thumbnail you guys have for it. But we've got lots of content coming up, and I am just here for it, man. I am here for all of it. And lots more to come. So today we are jumping into, like, in fact, we can't talk about it yet. We've got to wait in our 7 minutes. So once we're out of the sort of catchment area, we'll dive into our main topic. What I would like to say is, if any of you who are on my Discord are watching, if you go into the voice channel that says General VC, and just wait and hang out in there. If you want to come on the show, you want to have your say or anything like that, this is going to be your opportunity to do that. And Queenie should be coming and joining us too. There's a lot going on. I've got an interview that I'm doing with Danny Henderson this week. I can't remember what day it is. It was meant to be Monday, but I think she messaged me and said we have to change it. So that'll be on her channel, talking all about paranormal stuff and some of the work that I've done and all that kind of stuff. So let me know what you guys think. with all the new content that's coming out. We also have, right, on Tuesday, finally starting, we have two episodes this week. We have Monday and Tuesday. We have our first cryptid episode on Monday night that I am live with Matt. Is it Matt Emp? I think that's how you pronounce his name. Incredible story, okay, all about the dog man, and you can look him up online. It's wild. But Beverly and I, Tuesday, 7 till 9, we have Stone Circle Investigates Cryptids. Stone Circle Investigates Paranormal will be on a Sunday, and there's lots of stuff coming. But it's up to you to make sure the content that you want stays. Stuff that is just going to be counterproductive will be cut back, and we'll throw some more stuff at the wall and see what sticks. But certainly, I think we all know that we enjoy a bit of the paranormal stuff here. But, Murph, are you there? Murph?
I am indeed. Yeah, I'm here.
Hang on, you're extra loud today. There we go. How are you doing today, Murph? How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well. Doing good. It's Friday, okay? This new baby's still a bit stressful, but it's all good.
The lights are looking brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, the lights are good, man. Like, I'm obsessed with these. I've not even had a chance to really get into how they work and how we can set up our own custom stuff and all this kind of stuff. But it's the fact that they're sound reactive, and the sound reaction is coming from this box here, which is right beside
it's such a geek. Oh, it's such a geek.
Dude, listen, we're talking full on, right? We are talking full on LED nerd. And I'll put my hands up.
Oh, I love it, mate. 100%. I love it. I'm exactly the same.
Do you know there's an LED, right? And it's not so much the LED. Hello? All right. It's not so much the LEDs, because you can go out and get LEDs for about 12 quid on a 30-meter roll that stick on the wall like sellotape, right? These LEDs are three LEDs inside one LED, right? They're the next generation freaking LEDs. But they have got a diffusion tube, right, Matt, Murph? They see people like me coming, man. They're hustlers. So they've now got this perfect diffusion tube that you can put their next generation LEDs inside, and it gives you no gap between the lights, right? It is just, it looks like a solid beam of light going through this diffusion tube, okay? So for 3 meters, right, 9 feet, Murph, 9 feet, 170 quid.
Wow.
Too much money, Murph. Too much money. So
absolutely too much money.
When it's a net that reacts when you talk to it, you know, it's not as bad. These are the Christmas tree lights. These are getting rehung. I want this to look like vines now. So they'll be going straight up and down. And I'll be using a stapler to put them in the wall, because using massive nails and then trying to flatten them and then sliding back in your chair ain't bad. Okay. We're going to get to our main topic, everybody, in about 3 minutes. We're just doing our usual how we all doing chitty chatty. And if I can ask you all to like and share and push this out for me, I would really, really appreciate it. It really does help. It really does everything. I'll be honest with you. It's the most important thing you guys can do. What's happening with Elon Musk? Well, we're about to find out, ladies and gentlemen. So let's just jump into this. Now, what I'm going to do is this word here, right? Okay, I'm just going to refer to as the G word, okay? And this sentence here, I'm just going to refer to as the GGs, okay? Okay.
GG.
GGs, all right? It'll make life a lot easier. So, the GG scandal timeline. What happened, what inquiries there were, and how Starmer was involved after Elon Musk accusations. Now, Starmer is the prime minister of this country, okay? So, I don't know what world we live in, right, when we have a dude on social media put a post out that wrecks the position of a prime minister. I'm all for it. Here he is here. Oh, CPS. What is this photograph? What is this? Right, okay. The GG scandal is back in the headlines after Elon Musk attacked Sir Keir Starmer and Minister Jess Phillips for failing children. The tech billionaire has accused Sir Keir Starmer of being complicit in the failure of authorities to protect victims and prosecute A-words while the PM was director of public prosecutions from 2008 to 2013. Interesting. I just want to say I know nothing about this, where I'm going into this blind. Sir Kerr has hit back. Hang on a second. Murph.
Yeah.
Talk to the crowd for 10 seconds.
Yep, cool. Yeah, so what's everybody's opinion on this? About because there's, as far as I'm aware, there's false accusations about, well, there's accusations anyway. I don't know whether they're false or true, but there's accusations about. Yeah.
All right, Tidy. Sorry, mate. That was when I'm live. Sean has this thing, right? Where for some reason his day lines up when I start a show. And then I'll start a show and then my phone will start going bing 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 bing. And I'm like, oh God, what have I left in the thumbnail? What have I put in the title? What have I said at the start of the live stream? And then it's just Sean going, all right, that's me finished now. I'm heading back to home. Oh, blah, 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 and being all positive. But it's just always like, oh God, what's happened? What has happened? Red alert, red alert. So thank you for taking over there, Murph. Thank you for taking over there. Now,
it's all right, mate.
What we're going to do is we're going to just look at this article and then we'll get to the sort of the meat and two veg of how we're going to put this together. Murph, your job is keeping an eye out for Queenie, okay? And if she doesn't turn up, tag her and be like, Queenie, when you're ready. She's just doing something with family right now. But she might come into the regular VC and I might miss her. So that's your responsibility. So the row started after it was revealed last week. Safeguarding Minister Jess Phillips rejected calls by Oldham Council for a government inquiry into historical GGs in the town, with Miss Phillips saying the council should be lead an inquiry instead. She has since hit back after Mr. Musk's subsequent attack on her. Sky News looks at a timeline of GG scandal inquiries with Sir Kell's role. How did GG gang scandal unfold and what did the prosecutions have there been? In 2001, names of taxi drivers who allegedly picked up girls in the care homes in Rotherham are passed to the police and the council in 2001. The first convictions are not until 2010 and the latest in 2024, a total of 61. In 2004, a Channel 4 documentary about claims young white girls in Bradford were being G'd for SEX by Asian abuse A-words is delayed as police force warns it could inflame racial tensions.
I just stop you there because that's where I come from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I come from Bradford.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. So I know all about this.
Do you know what's crazy, right? I often heard about the English, right, talking about, you know, how crazy their towns become because of people migrating over or whatever. And dude, I thought yous were all at it. And then I went to Manchester, right? And I'm all for multicultural. I just want to say this is not a criticism. This is one man's reaction to something he'd never seen before. And they'd booked me this hotel, right, in a place called, it was awful, it was renowned for being a nightmare. I made them buy me, get me a new hotel anyway. But I'd never seen a part of the UK where all the shops had different languages. Not just what, not like the wee Polish deli or the wee Chinese supermarket or anything like that. I mean, like, the whole street was different languages. And I was like, whoa. I mean, hey, listen, fair play. I mean, if an area wasn't the majority speaking that language, it wouldn't be happening, right? So I mean, it's just the way it goes. But it was quite interesting to see for the first time, like genuinely never seen that.
Yeah, no, it's the same in Bradford now. I mean, Bradford, I grew up in Bradford. I live just outside Bradford. It's like a town over. When I was growing up, Bradford was a brilliant place to live as a kid. It was an absolutely brilliant place to live.
Okay.
And now it's just a for better want of a turn of phrase, it's just a cesspit. It's just not a nice place to be. Well, and I'm not putting that down to any specific reason or culture or anything like that. It's just I personally think it's a council thing.
Yeah, it's always a council thing. So, and here's the thing as well. It's often when there is issues with integration, it's not often the people who live there and the people who come there that's the issue. It's how it's implicated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And yeah, I'm in total agreement, bro. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just want to say, Kim, I'm a little bit jealous. Okay. Watched Sean's documentary this morning. It was very good. Awesome, Kim. Kim, I do believe that Sammy the Bull is coming on the channel on the 20th. I could be wrong, but that's what the thumbnail I did said. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be a good one. I need to watch it. As soon as I figure out a way of watching it in the UK, I'll let everybody. I'm definitely not going to, you know.
I can send you a way to watch it.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it on the internet, okay? Just in case, like, someone's watching. I'm sure. We will fully pay for every copy that we watch 100%. Okay.
Can we not get HBO over here?
You can't. Nah, they're little rascals. Okay, anyway. 2010. 11 men, predominantly of Asian background, are convicted of offences connected with the exploitation of children in Derbyshire. Times journalist Andrew Norfolk starts receiving tip-offs about child SE by predominantly Asian men in Rotherham, and it was his insistence on pursuing the story, despite being called racist and other far-right, would latch onto it. That eventually led to a national inquiry. So you just got to push through it all, man. A girl aided by a GG in Huddersfield writes a letter to the judge about the A she had suffered. And it was not until 2013 that another victim came forward to police to make a formal allegation. And dozens of girls and men were interviewed the next 3 years, and victims and their families said they repeatedly told police and authorities did nothing when it happened. Now, listen, we're not talking here about someone looking at your kids a bit funny, right? We're not talking about, oh, there's a creepy dude. There's a creepy dude in the shops. We're talking about reporting to the police that your child, speak calmly for the algorithm, that your child has had the worst things imaginable done to them. And they do nothing because, hey, we don't want to rock the boat, right? So yeah. I just need to batter that home for everyone, okay? Because this is serious stuff. This is, people are, there's a guy currently sat in jail for trying to bring this to light. Okay, trying to be branded a terrorist and all this kind of stuff. It is wild. And this isn't new. This isn't a trending topic. This is me seizing an opportunity to jump on this news report to have a rant once again about how systems across the country and across the world repeatedly and consistently let down our children and our parents through a systematic design that only benefits one kind of person, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I get where you're going.
All right. May 12th, the first GG's convictions of men from Rochdale. You want to ruin your night, right? Go Google GG Rochdale. In fact, is it not like renowned as let's not have another Rochdale incident? Is it Rochdale or is it somewhere else? I might be getting thinking of somewhere else, but it's bad.
It's wasn't it Rotherham as well?
Like, it's everywhere, dude. Yeah. See when I googled this, man, it's just wild. Okay, 7 men have been jailed and emerges in conclusion of SA trials relating to offence in Telford. This just goes on and on. It just goes on and on. Look at that.
But this is why I think there's so much distraction.
Oh, no, we're reading it all. You're all going to sit there whilst you listen to this fully grown man talk like a freaking 9-year-old and try and read words he's never seen before. But my God, you are going to sit there and you are going to listen.
I forgot. You know why? Because the man speaking actually cares about this stuff.
Yeah, oh, no, this stuff. Oh. You know, I often watch. In fact, no, never mind. Never mind what Ron often does. Okay. Not today, algorithm. Not today. All right. So where the hell were we, man?
You were back on 2012.
All right. Well, listen, we're just going to... It was Rotherham. Anyway, we're just going to jump in here.
Yeah.
Okay. An inquiry into GGs in Rotherham, led by Professor Alex J and commissioned by the council in 2013, when 1,400 children were SA'd 1,400 children over 16 years. Yeah? All right. All right. Let's do some maths. All right. Let's do some fun maths, guys. All right. So that's 16 years. 1,400 divided by 16 is 87 and a half children, right? So 87 and a half, 365 divided by 87 and a half. It's too many children. We're talking about close to 90 children a year. Okay. 90 children in one area. 90 children.
Well, Ron, when you think about it, I'm not talking about the UK now, but just in Ohio, between December 20th and 22nd, there was 11 children reported missing.
Oh, mate, listen, 90, right? Okay, so we'll round it up to an even 90, right? We're assuming there's some admin errors. 90 divided, that's 7.5 children a month divided by 4. That's 2 children a week. 2 kids a week in one area, and no one's doing nothing.
Yep.
Predominantly by British Pakistani men. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, commissioned an independent inquiry into CSA in England and Wales following the Jimmy Savile scandal. Professor Jay became the chair after 3 others resigned. 2015 West Midlands Police report that in 2010, oh my God, Midlands Police report from 2010 is released publicly after a Freedom of Information request by the Birmingham Mail. It shows police knew 5 years before that Asian GGs were targeting children outside schools in Birmingham, but were worried about the community tensions. I'm sorry, right? We are not going to get through all this, okay? I'm going to tell you this right now, because can you all just read that? I want you all to sit and read that, because this ain't cutting it. A report into the Rotherham Council handling of CSA commissioned by the government led by Baroness Cassie finds that the council had a bullying sexist culture of covering up information and silencing whistleblowers. The only reason you cover up this level of atrocities is if you are playing for the team that is part of creating these atrocities. I'm sorry. At what point can you fathom a human being sat in a boardroom going, civil unrest or, a bunch of children having their innocence destroyed? Shall we create a ripple of trauma that will exist for 3 generations from this family to the next and to the next? Or shall we just deal with what is going on?
It's incredulous, isn't it? I've worked with charities and stuff, and with DV charities and children's charities and stuff like that, and the amount of kids that you see that are just being recovered from places is just, and it's all a business as well. It's not people just stealing kids for their own. Let's say, well, I don't want to say the word.
Here's the thing, Murph. Right. Those are, okay, so the people that run out and just grab someone, right? 9 times out of 10, they're the normal level monster, okay? Those are the level of monsters that you and I bump shoulders with without knowing, sit beside on the bus, deliver your mail, sell you your coffee, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
These are the ones that give the other one, if it wasn't for the lower end of this, there's a good chance the higher end of this would be very, very undiscovered still.
Yep. Agree.
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, yep. I am really...
It's the cabals that we've got to worry about.
Oh, it's the cabals, all right, my guy. It's the freaking... Yep. It's the cabals. But, man, I tell you now, man, like...
Because it's a business, and who treats kids as a business?
Well, listen, I'm not being funny, but like every single soft play in the world treats kids as a business. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, in the sense we're talking about, though.
Well, here's the thing. I do get what you mean, but we need to, sound bites are what we need to be careful with, because our own triggered passive comments can lead to confusion with things. And
yeah,
I just, it's been a while since I've covered a topic like this, and I'm incredibly triggered. And I'm usually very, I'm not very calm and collected, but this is really getting under my skin now. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I think it was a Tupac documentary, right? And he said, the civil rights movement, they were asking with the Black Panthers, right? And they were ignored. What do you expect us to do now? Ask again, right? Meaning, you know, we were nice the first time. And I've been at this for years.
I know you have.
I've been at this for years. I have taken down websites. I've disrupted money. I've disrupted gangs. I've exposed people. And it's like nothing has happened. I mean, obviously, I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, I've had no impact and doing nothing, you know, doing something is amount to nothing. It's not. It's just incredible how long a history mankind has with this topic, right? With the PDF topic, right? And how we just can't seem as a race, as a species, right? To break away from it. It's wild. I don't understand. I do not understand.
Well, it's because in my research and stuff like that, allegedly, it's because the governments allegedly are in on it. Do you know what I mean?
No, listen. I'm not even talking from that point of view, bro, right? I'm not talking from what is the administrative system that allows the elites access to this? I mean, why was this not, like, whittled out of human beings?
Like, oh, yeah, I get what you're
coming from. Do you see where I'm coming from? Like, how, you know, we learn not to breathe underwater as children. You know, we're one of the few species that, as a baby, if you just throw us in underwater, we'll hold our breath, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why is that a thing? But then, why in the caveman era did we develop chemicals in our brain that makes us love our children so that in the wintertime we don't starve and think they look delicious? What is gone on? What has gone on? Now, I can give you an interesting theory, because I'm a big fan of Bev's work, and I'm a big believer in a lot of the people that Bev bring on. And we had somebody who was talking about past life regression last night, and how past lives can affect our lives here. And it's interesting because I wonder how much, in fact, you know what? I'm trying to make excuses. It's monsters, mate. It's monsters. This is the wrong show for a tinfoil hat breakdown and psychic analogy of past lives of these monsters. They're monsters. Do you know what, Larks? Nah. It's not even that. Right? You've got the people who are into that also do terrible things to younglings, right? You've got those people, right? But they have a reason, Larks, right? They have a reason. They're like, oh, I need to do this horrible thing because I believe in something, right? At least you're like, okay, you're mad, right? You're a wah, right?
Yeah.
But when it's the personal gratification, man, it's this whole, and again, I'm not making excuses, right? I'm just breaking things down in a triggered mindset. But I just don't understand the ones that it boils down to, like, twisted. Oh, man, I've spoken to some evil people, right? Like, I have spoken to some evil, I spoke to a woman, right? Who met this guy on the dark web, and the two of them would meet up in, like, one of these, like, movie style sleazy hotels in America, and they would only meet up in that hotel every month secretly just to watch the most horrific, like, inflicting of not pleasant feelings and horrible things you would do if you wanted information out of someone, you know what I'm saying? To younglings. And she's like, yeah, I do that. And it's like, why? She's like, I don't know. She just, you know, it was a path I went down. And then it was almost, you always find this road to discovery with these people where they drift so long by themselves in their own mind. And then the minute they latch on to someone who's the same as them, it's like that validation. Okay, it's like, imagine somebody who's always wanted to be loved and understood for something, right? If you've ever felt that, that's the kind of mindset that you can imagine it's being latched onto. And then once they have got that gratification that there is one other person in this world that wants to share in their horrors, the escalation starts, yo. Like, the winds blow and the fire spreads. It is mad. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
And
I concur with everything you just said, by the way. I've got my own story, but yeah. It's not for today.
Yeah, well, listen, assuming this live ends and it gets green lit, I'll know how to talk about things. And
yeah.
That's a good sign. A report to Rutherford Council handling. Okay, look, do you know what? I'm going to just post this link. We're not reading through all this. I've got too much to get through. Okay. So Elon Musk called out our prime minister for when he was in charge of keeping kids safe and being able to make decisions on how cases are handled. And for decades, the children were let down. And this is an ongoing madness in this country. Okay. This is an ongoing crazy madness. And the fact that we're in a world now where as long as... Oh, shit, I pulled the wrong freaking handle. Hang on. And now my monitor's just gone off.
Just go to the bottom there where it said 2024 about Oldham.
I will.
Something about Oldham.
I just want to show... This is like from 4 days ago, okay?
Right, sorry.
Was it down here? You seen it?
It was right at the bottom of that the last post that you're showing. It said 2024 that Oldham asked for help from the government, and Jess Phillips said that Oldham Council needs to sort it out for themselves.
Do you know what's crazy? Is John Wedger, I know a lot of you know him. Can I get some likes and shares, please? Okay, I'm incredibly triggered. Okay, just get it shared. I don't even want to hear your nonsense. Just get it liked, get it shared, get it out there. Oh, yes, Kim, 100 million%. It's the UK that's getting the slap today, Kim. But this is not a localized issue.
This isn't.
And do you know what's even sadder, Kim? This isn't a localized issue in every possible, like, fathomable version of this, from the transportation to the GGs to the freaky weirdos that go about things, doing things themselves, to the organized groups, to the gangs, to the cartels. Every freaking corner of the world has all of it spread like hot butter across it.
Yeah.
Also, if you're just used to Ron talking about random stuff on The Daily Show and Diddy and royal stuff, this is where Ron's heart lies, okay? And it really does my nut in, man, I swear, honestly. I know, can't say that. Anyway, London. Elon Musk has triggered political storm in the UK over sensational allegations against Prime Minister Keir, who has claimed he failed to take any convincing action against child GGs in the country, evoking calls for an investigation into the scandal. Now, again, this is going to go through all of this. But I think what is really important is we ask ourselves, how prevalent can this have been throughout the UK?
I think it's always been prevalent.
So GGs commit two offences a day, first figures reveal. Sadly, we're not signing up to this, but we'll move on to the next headline. One moment. Here we go.
Yes, well, I was just going to refer to somebody in the side chat asking about Discord. The Discord, at the moment, the Discord's closed.
Yeah, Discord's closing now. Once I've got my new security stuff all up. And listen, the beautiful thing about this Discord is it's basically full of fully developed adults with a frontal cortex. We've had one little bit of bother from someone who thought they were clever and thought they could come and spoil our fun. But that just makes Ron go psycho on security. So we're going to treat it very much like a nightclub, all right? Where you join the server and then you will be given the opportunity to speak to an admin or to myself, where you will show me your face and you will tell me who you are. And it's as simple as that. Once that happens, you'll be given a special role and you'll never have to do that again. I completely 100% do not save your information or anything like that. It's just I'm not messing around. My community is so awesome. Anyone who thinks they're going to come and cause any havoc there, I'm just not having it.
Yeah.
So yeah. And again, we're not talking about publicly. We're not talking about to everyone. We're talking about to me and members of staff that have worked for me for over 5 or 6 years. You know what I'm saying? It's not, oh, random mod that's been here for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It's people that pre-exist this community and people that could have wormed their way in from in the start of this community and are doing the long play, if you see what I mean. So, yeah, and it's a lovely place, and I plan on keeping it that way, and Lord help anyone everyone's nice. Nothing bad happens. Everything's nice. Everything's great. We'll just leave it there. Okay, so GGs are in every single part of our country, Jess Phillips says. There are GGs in every single part of our country, Jess Phillips has told Sky News. Correct. Do you remember Jill Dando?
Yes, I do very well.
Do you remember the Jill Dando case and her outcome?
Yep.
I don't think it's going to end well for everybody involved. If that makes sense. Because, bro, speaking very carefully, and just speaking from the experience of what we've seen with the riots, okay, in the UK, there seems to be a division of policing. Okay, we're not going to say anything other than division of policing. And there seems to be a serious problem that ties in a specific group of individuals across the policing issue and the GG issue, and also perhaps people who aren't here with the proper administrative papers, shall we say. Now, that doesn't mean everyone in those demographics fall into this. You've got to be very careful, because I like to talk about facts, right? And facts are facts. Oh, there we go, Shanti, my G. Listen, I'll be honest with you. Ron is so tight with his securities for Warriors. I have one individual who is the head of my ghost team, and they have their entire team that they run who I do not even know of their existence. Just to be clear. But I get what you mean by Warriors, man. We're all fighting the good fight. I didn't think I was going to get this triggered. Hang on. Okay, it's good. It's not.
You're only getting triggered because you're so passionate about it.
Oh,
so
mate, I'm out of practice, though. This is the thing. I'm out of practice. Like, this is what they want to see. Like, this is what the PDF groups will go on and, like, make posts and talk about and laugh. Oh, we got them all triggered again. Like, trust me, I've seen it. I remember when I was piecing together a Russian Google website based in Russia that was like Imgur or like one of these image-based sites where you can go upload, you know, pictures of flowers and all of this. And when you've got a site with 50,000 members and you've got 150 categories for photography and all categories have between 2,000 and 3,000 posts except for, you know, children, which had hundreds of thousands of posts, there's something going on there. And they were following my investigation on the dark web, on a forum, talking about how I'm putting this together and all the rest of it. And then I'd done a video about their conversations, and then that was that. They just moved their whole website.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Has Nova started school? Okay, Kim, that was a tee-hee at the end there. I thought, wow, all right, Kim, you had me convinced you were rational and now we're a wow, but no, I'm with you. Do you know, if I often say to Dan, I'm like, listen, you're going to leave her downstairs, go up to do, you know, go up to grab something and come down and she'll be walking out to university before you know it.
Can I just ask, Ron, just totally off subject, but for your later show tonight, is Dan coming on?
Yeah. She won't be on, cool. She won't be on camera, but she'll be on, yeah. So just in case you missed the start of this, if you like a bit of paranormal, okay? If you like paranormal that's actual paranormal and isn't nonsense, myself and Dan, we're doing a little show at 8 o'clock. Dan's going to talk about all the torments that she's been through with the paranormal. We're going to test out some of my new equipment. We're going to do some little investigations and things like this. And yeah. Also, at some point this week, I'm going to put up a poll on Discord for three different dates in round about the middle of the summer holidays. That is going to be Nova's birthday party that we're going to tell everybody at our school and things that's her birthday, because otherwise she's going to be bumped out of birthday presents and parties everywhere, because who's going to be... I'm not being funny. Every boyfriend for the first couple of years will make a big deal of her birthday on Christmas Eve, and then it'll just fizzle out. And then she'll never have a birthday again. So we're slapping it in the middle of the summer holidays so we can capitalize on that.
Brilliant idea.
But I love... Sorry, on you go, mate.
How's Nova doing? Is she okay?
Oh, she's great. She's an absolute psychopath. Like, she's like, do you know what I'm going to do? This is the thing. She only cries if she's got a wet nappy, a dirty nappy, if she needs a burp, or she needs fed, right? And... everything's fairly obvious apart from the burps. And I swear, man, it's like that little girl is being tormented by the burp spirits. Because last night she was screaming for like 40 minutes. And, you know, you get her, you put her on your tummy, you move her around, you rock her, you can sing her a wee song, and she calms down for every now and again. And she'll start screaming again. And then you put her in a position that triggers the burp. And she sounds, no joke, like a man in her mid-60s or 70s that's drank nothing but Guinness his whole life and smoked a pipe since he was about 14. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And then that's her, straight out. Lights out. Lights out time. So, yeah, yeah. It's all good, though.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Listen, Pearl, I'm with you. I'm with you. We can't really talk about it, but I'm totally with you, man. I'm totally with you. Another reason why I want people to join the Discord when we've got the new security is I'm going to be trialing later this year a podcast that's just based on Discord. So no restrictions of speech, absolutely nothing. Proper independent stuff for the community. And I'm excited about it. And next week, we're starting Members Night on the Sean Atwood channel. So stay very, very, very tuned for that. Every Members Night, I will be making it at a different time and on a different day to maximize everyone's ability to take part. So, yeah. Anyway, I've calmed down a little bit. Let's get back to the triggering.
Cool.
So let's have a look. Hang on.
Where you go. I'll be completely honest with you, Beth. There is those moments where you go, is this the life I asked for? I was a direct service provider before I was an MP, and you think maybe I'll just go.
There's no sound coming from it. How about now?
Maybe I'll just go back.
Nope. Huh. All right. Let's not figure that out. Let's just read on. So basically, what's going on is this woman's asking for help and being told nothing. The safeguarding minister told Sky's political editor Beth Rigby on the electoral dysfunction podcast. She was issuing an open invitation to Conservative leader Kenneth Badenoch to meet victims with her. See, that's the thing, man. I think. Oh, you guys can hear it. You guys have sound. Okay, it's just Murph again causing problems.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking at Discord waiting for Queenie to come in. That's why.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's all right, mate. Listen, if the job's too much, it's okay. Relax. Just relax. Okay. That's exactly what I do, Rosie. That's exactly what I do. 100% exactly what I do. Have you ever seen what an owl's legs look like? That's what Nova's legs look like. She has the most chicken legs you have ever seen. But anyway, let's get back to this. If there's an echo, let me know.
Beth, there is those moments where you go, is this the life I asked for? I was a direct service provider before I was an MP, and you think maybe I'll just go back to doing that. Maybe I'll just go back to running a local women's refuge. I don't need this. And then you go, no, you're there for a reason. Keir Starmer gave me the job. You know, like, it was not uncontentious that giving me my job back after I had resigned. And he did it because he believes that I'm the best person to get this job. I don't want to overstate it. It's not been pleasant for me, and I don't want to understate it either. But if you compare it to the things I've seen that those women have been through, that those young girls, I've met women who were branded by abusers, you know, literally marks on them to say that they were owned. I've met women raped by 20 men in 5 hours, like, nothing compares. And so then I go back to that. I go, no, hang on. But what will hurt me is if I go through all of this and I don't manage to change things. That's what will hurt me if I don't manage.
Well, get ready for the hurt, love. Okay, because this is the thing. I have met survivors. I used to have a huge community, and there's a percentage of survivors. They say you've got to break through your traumas, right? And I get what that means. I get what that means, right? And there's a certain percentage of people who have adjusted, have healed or broken through, and are at a place in their life where they are the new them. They've saved themselves. They've rebuilt themselves. But sadly, there's a cross section who aren't at that stage yet. And the responsibility of over 5,000 people on a Discord became very clear to me. And I just want to say to anyone who's listening, you cannot come to the internet looking for miracles from anything.
Yeah.
There's people who have trained for years to give you incredible help. I'm not saying your GP, I'm not saying you have to have faith in the government or any of this nonsense, but what I am saying is there's a guide for everyone, right? For every person out there who thinks this will never work for me, there is someone out there that will make this work for you. And when you find the right path and the right guide, that's when you will truly be on a road to healing. Coming from a dude who's really not had any trauma and not really speaking from anything other than interacting with others. And it never bothered me. People were like, how could you do your job? How can you face these horrible people and do all this? It never bothered me. As far as I was concerned, they'd crossed a line where everything I did to them, they'd done to themselves. They were making me do this. It was a glorious thing. I could expose and do whatever to one of these people and sleep at night like a baby. And then I tried to do a series called Survivor Sundays, where I would have survivors who wanted to tell their story, write it out, and then have a voice actor read it out. And then I would edit it so that people were just looking at a single rotating sort of thing on the screen. Not a hypnotizing thing, but like a, as they're talking, the little sound waves are moving up and down. So that you had to focus on the voice and the story. That totally screwed me up. I mean,
yeah,
totally screwed me up, right? And I don't know if it's because, like, does anybody else, right? They'll be watching a movie, and then somebody will, like, cut themselves, or they'll cut someone else, but there's, like, a build-up to it happening. Like, they're like, oh, I'm going to show you what's going to happen, and then it's going to happen. Like, my brain just makes that real. Like, I don't feel the pain, but, like, I feel like I go through it. And it's the same. I don't know if it's an empathy thing or if I've just over-exaggerated. My brain just makes stuff real or whatever.
No, this is, you're an empath, Ron. You're an empath.
I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't know if I am an empath. You don't know what I know, what my score was for several sociopath tests, right? So I'm very aware of who and what I am, right? But I don't, and I see, an I guess I've got empath traits, right? But, and I'm very caring to people. Like, I would never, you know, not be there for someone who needed something, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. For me, an empath is somebody who actively, like, is a Healy kind of Wiccan-y white light using person, maybe, possibly. I don't know. And again, I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm just talking. And I always try and remain in the balance of the world where, like, if I've been blissfully happy for more than 4 weeks without interruption of happiness, I know, like, something's coming, right? And it's usually going to be an argument that lasts a couple of hours that ruins your day. And then you forget about it and you move on the next day, and then you're back to the happiness run, because balance has to happen. There has to be balance.
Absolutely, but being an empath, I mean, it's the terminology has changed recently. So being an empath means that in that moment you can feel somebody's pain.
Oh yeah, 100%. If that's all it means, then yeah, definitely to a horrible, horrible, horrible. Like I don't want to watch a movie and then feel stuff like that. Like, I remember, here's an interesting one. How interesting is this, right? So let's say, Murph, you and I were walking down the street. You fell off the curb and I watched you fall onto your knee, hit off a bit of glass and cut your knee, right? If I just seen it happening, I'm totally fine. I'm go straight into helping you mode. If you fall on the same bottle in another room and then call me through to help you, there's a good chance I'm just going to talk through the door to you, because it's so weird. And I've actually done that to somebody. I've actually had a situation where somebody was bleeding in another room. I talked them through what to do and called their mum to come and get them. Because
that's being an empath. That's what being an empath is.
Okay, well, I'll take it. Because that has always been something. But I don't want anybody in the side chat to be like, oh, Ron thinks he's an empath at any point ever. Because that isn't the case.
That's my opinion. It's not Ron's opinion. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Yeah, Ron's more focused on, like, if I can read someone's mind, then I can leave a thought in someone's mind. And if I can leave a thought in someone's mind, then PDF files might all... And never mind. Never mind what they might do. Nothing bad, exactly. Anyway, I'll tell you that much. They'll have a nice day, like the rest of us. That's what they'll do, because this is YouTube, and everyone has a nice day. All right?
Yep.
But don't get me wrong. If we get through this live stream and it's green lit and everything's good and we can talk about this, because you know what, as well, this is all down to the side chat. You got to understand, talking the way I talk is only achievable because of the side chat's intelligence and being able to piece together what I refer to as algorithmic madness talk, GGs, PDF files, you know, shmishmoshme and shmishme. Like, we have to do this stuff because, you know, we've got bills to pay. And if it wasn't for you guys being able to put it all together on some days, this wouldn't be happening, yo. You know, and I'm not about to be one of these people that goes, oh, no, freedom of speech, I'm going to say what I want, and completely cripple the voice that we're building here.
But this is what some people don't get, is that this is because so many people have moved away from mainstream media, let's say. We've become, you know, channels and people like you have become the news. You're delivering the news to people.
No, listen, for legal reasons, Ron is not a role model. He is not delivering you the news. He's delivering you other people's news. Okay,
other people's news. Sorry, okay, mate.
And then sometimes I'll have an opinion on things. I'm just being overly cautious. You're not actually saying anything wrong, Murph. I'm just getting ahead of new YouTube terms of service 9 months from now. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
you know, okay. We all share a very common goal here. What's important is I like to see people who should hate each other come together and be like, right, okay, if we look at this as the movie, The Lord of the Rings, right? And all the orcs are the PDFs, okay? And the rest of the entire world needs to just band together, put their problems aside to get rid of the scourge, okay? And it's fascinating when you see people who in regular life would have political differences, lifestyle differences, cultural differences, whatever. And it would cause a rift because some societies, it's very prevalent that people like dramas, okay? I'm not pointing to any particular nation at all, but, you know, America, spicy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And you've got to be aware of division tactics, about divide and conquer tactics, about psyops, about, I mean, I'm not being funny. And then this goes out to all of you ladies. I want to just put a new fear in the world for all of you. If any of you lovely single ladies are out on the town and you're looking fabulous, right? And suddenly a man comes up and you're chatting and he says, hey, can we get a selfie? Or maybe you're on holiday. Can I get a selfie? I just want you to know that in under 2 minutes, a selfie of you can be taken. And in under 2 minutes, a piece of media could be created that could be used for the most unhinged, life-destroying blackmail that many people wouldn't even know where to begin to explain themselves out of. And
yeah,
I'm going to demonstrate this over the next couple of weeks with some comedy stuff, right? Where I'm going to have people on Discord say, hey, Ron, I sign up to this. Go on to my Facebook. And I'm going to go on your Facebook, and I'm going to take a picture of you, and I'm going to insert you into some movies. Now, those movies are going to be funny movies, but they could be other kinds of movies. Yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, though, see if you've ever wanted to see yourself with a different hairstyle and how it would look when you were moving or walking. Technology is brilliant, right? Like, oh, you got to understand as well, people that are saying terrifying, oh, my God, it is. But we have to look at this in the same way as we view, say, you know, cars, right? Because cars do a lot more damage to the world than most things that we fear, right? And technology and things, it's not even, do you know Black Cat Panther? I had the old deepfake software and was learning and learned the deepfakes. And it took hours and hours and hours and hours of training these images to adapt on screen properly. We are talking now, Black Panther, please select video file, please select image file, click, done. Done. Okay?
It's scary. It's scary.
No, it's freaking awesome, right? It's awesome for so many levels, in the same way as cars are awesome for so many things. It just so happens, though, that if you get really, really, really high or have a few drinks one night and decide to get behind the wheel of that, you might have some really poorly made judgments and end up with some horrible outcomes, okay? But here's the thing. This is the only argument that I have for any form of internet-based identification, right? And ownership of your own intellectual property, right, is this factor. But I would still never say it's a big enough problem to warrant something like that. But you are going to see that pushed, people, and they're going to fearmonger you into wanting to protect yourself. You are never going to be protected. They're just going to take more of your rights and liberties from you, okay?
In the same- Again, it's a bad apple being put in with a bunch of good apples, isn't it? It's always the minority making fear-mongering for the majority.
And don't get me wrong, I could talk about AI all night, the subcategories, why it's good, why it's bad. But for me, I've always wanted to make a horror film. And I'd done a couple of test runs where I played out a 2-minute scene of one of the internet-based characters and then made an entirely new face and then put that over me so that I am now a different person in that, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So for creative reasons, it's amazing. I've got an app on my phone that I can just talk into it and it just generates an AI video. It's wild, man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. We digress.
The reason why I say that it's scary is because that exists. And like you say, it is awesome. It's what they've come up with, with AI and like that and deepfakes and stuff is absolutely incredible. It's an incredible achievement, but it just makes you far less likely to believe what you see.
Ah, yeah, but that's finally a good thing. Like if one more post goes on Facebook and my mum is like, have you seen these big cats? Have you seen these big dogs? And I'm like, no, mum, because they don't exist, because it's AI. Okay? It's fantastic. Yeah. Do you know how much like marketing engagement that has just thrown back into the world just through curiosity? We finally got curiosity back when it comes to engagement. No one cares. This is evil marketing stuff, but it's, I love the AI world. I've fully embraced it. And you're talking to somebody who's 8 years at university, is made almost redundant by the most of AI. Unless, all I'm saying is, when the AI takes over, one of the AI will make me their pet because I've been nice to them. Okay, that's the way I see it. Okay. So anyway, back to the really horrific stuff. So 4 men and a woman arrested and charged as part of Operation Reclure, which is launched in 2021. Romanian GG has been convicted for this word and this word, 10 vulnerable women in Dundee. And this is just a recurring thing, okay? And I'm gonna show you. When you Google GGs convicted in the UK, this is what the search results look like.
And we allowed to play the video.
Nah, I'm not going to risk it. We've done well so far. Right. We've done well so far. So you're going to see a lot of people that look similar grouped together because gangs often have similarities, shall we say. And the statistics in the UK for there being an offset amount of one nationality against another is something that could be misinterpreted, but it's very prominent. Now, it's interesting when we look at a topic like this. Now, side chat, I would like you to type in the side chat for me that currently in the USA of America, right, in 2025, I want you to type out for me the standard police a description of the most common form of serial ender. Okay, so in your mind, I want you to type out now what the most common serial ender, like Dahmer and all these people, what they look like, please. Male, female, Asian, black, white, whatever. I want you to type out what in your brain statistically is the most likely individual to be a serial ender, shall we see. Thank you very much, Joe. White male, white male, white male, white male.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, so this is the beauty of this, because statistically, it's a black male in America. Most serial killers in America are black male.
Yeah, just get reported.
But they just don't make the news.
Yeah,
it's mad. Do you remember in the UK where if your kid went missing, and as long as you were white and had two parents, you're hitting the news that night, right? Boom, you're hitting the news that night. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You need to Google it. It's fascinating because it's the non-reporting, and it's the same statistics as when you look at states in America who have lowered gun crimes to record lows, but then the news coverage of gun crime goes up 5,000%. So it's this skewed perception. For whatever reason, right, that's the way it goes. It's crazy. And do you know what's even wilder? With my work with Phil Chalmers, I spoke to multiple convicted serial enders, multiple school shooters, and I can only remember one white guy out of all of them. There's a guy called Delmas Colvin, who one of the nicest, most charismatic gentlemen ever. You have to remind yourself when you're talking to this guy what he's done. If you met him in a bar, you would think he was an awesome guy. And he's the only serial ender that I've spoken to who never woke up a single day of his life thinking about ending someone. every person he ended was somebody who was rude to him that day. He's got a great story. Like, he's like, you know, the reason I started transporting substances was because, you know, there was already a, you know, a deceased lady of the evening in the back of the van. So what's some substance if I'm pulled over? What? Matt. What was the point of this?
It's moment? Interesting. Even when you look at movies about serial enders and stuff like that, like even if it's fiction, when was the last time you saw a fictional film about a serial ender that was about somebody that wasn't white?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Have any of you seen the movie Long Legs with Nicolas Cage?
I've seen most Nicolas Cage movies. I don't know if I've seen that one though.
Aha. Uh-huh. So Nicholas, sorry, I've got this mad bit of hair that just likes to do its own thing. So, sorry, we're sidetracking here, but you need to go and watch Long Legs, all right? Nicolas Cage, first ever role as a serial ender. One of the most incredible roles Nicolas Cage has ever had, and he will never, ever do a role like this ever again. And I'll find you the video where the production team are talking about Nicolas Cage's sound control, right? Where there's a moment in a car where he has to scream, right? Or he shouts, and he manages to go from the lowest point the mic will pick up to just before the clipping part of the highest point the mic can take, and keeps it balanced every time. No one cares. Let's get back to the subject matter. But yeah, you need to see Long Legs. You really do.
I'm going to go and watch.
It's so not what you think, bro. Like, when you see Nicolas Cage's character, I want you to message me instantly. When you see what you're... Don't watch any trailers. I want you to go in blind. I do believe it's on Amazon Prime, or you can find it wherever you want. But just. So if you've just tuned in, Ron's been on a side quest for the last 15 minutes. I apologize. We're talking about the fact that Elon Musk has called out the Prime Minister of the UK for his negligence over what we're calling GGs, which are... There you go. That's what GG is there. Those two words, GG. The neglect to keep children safe in this country. Okay, his ignorance, arrogance, inability to do his job, whatever, has led to our children being left vulnerable. The statistics are off the chart. We're talking 1,400 children over a 16-year period in one area. When you have children and their parents reporting crimes against children to the police and they do nothing because, hey, listen, don't want to ruffle any feathers, all right?
So I live in a little town in between Bradford and Huddersfield, and Huddersfield has just recently had a GG case as well. And you'll find the same thing in that case as well. If you Google it, you'll find the Huddersfield GG.
Is a recurring theme in the UK. There is freaking multi-part mini-series that are all about these cases, all right? How many minutes that was one? What happened to the Discord channel? Discord's closed right now. It is going to be reopening very, very soon. Anyone who joined and were subsequently kicked because you never got a role, don't take it personally. You're very welcome to come back. But things are changing security-wise, so you'll have to make a decision about whether or not that aligns with what you want to do. And we'll welcome everybody in. Okay, now I just want to talk to parents here for a minute, because there's a lot of conversation about GGs and children. And I'm going to tell you a story about a lady who we're going to call Lisa, right? And Lisa's a friend of mine. She lives down in England, and she has a wonderful little girl who we're going to call Sally, right? Who is a very high-functioning autistic girl. And they moved house, and her mum, whose name I've made up, I've already forgotten, Lisa, right? She worked in the adult industry before she had her little girl, was traumatized by it all, and was very much a non-trusting person when it came to men, when it came to situations of trust. And she was studying, she moved house, and one of the people who she was closest to and spoke about all over her social media was her ex-military father who'd passed away. And on military dates and on important family reunion dates and things like this, she always posted about it for years and years. Then she moved and there were, you know, she started making friends and her daughter started making friends. And one of the most closest people that she met, which was, you know, at the time a godsend, was like this, the guy who worked for the building. Like, it was his job to be the handyman, make sure everyone was safe, all that kind of stuff. He was one of those dudes that sat in the box, if that makes sense. And yeah. It was fantastic because, wouldn't you know it, he just so happened to have served in a very similar army regiment to her dad. And they bonded and spoke about this and that and all the rest. And they became very, very, very close. They became so close, in fact, that over a few years, she would get Christmas presents and things like this and drop them off to him. And, you know, everything was just great until I get a phone call one day. I get a phone call one day from my friend because her little girl has just told her all the horrible things that that man has done. And that man got access on one occasion when my friend was given her daughter the chance to sort of play outside and thought that that man was of such a trusted person in her life that that man would watch over her child while she was outside playing. You know, not from a, you're going to keep an eye on my kid, but you have that extra layer of no one's going to suddenly come and grab your kid because someone else is watching them. You know what I mean? We all have to let our kids sort of stretch their wings.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this was just what he was waiting on. That's all he was waiting on, was an opportunity, and he took it and he done terrible things. And then she went back and told her mum. Her mum called me and she was like, told me the whole story. And I was like, that was his plan from day one. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, do you know how many parents are on holiday? Or they're on a night out. Or they're, sorry, not a night out. They're on holiday with their kids. They're out shopping with kids. And there's people looking, right, for vulnerable single mothers who need a savior. Maybe it's a boyfriend. Yep. Maybe it's a friend with benefits. Maybe it's not a friend. Maybe it's just not a friend with benefits. Maybe it's just someone to be there. And they will worm their way in and they will show you how much better life is with them in your life.
Well, it's narcissism. That's exactly what it is.
No. They will give you everything. They will financially help you, and they will make you feel like, oh, what have you done to deserve this? And then before you know it, wouldn't you know it, they're moving in, they're staying over more often. They're even being left alone with your kids while you can go and do the things that you're so thankful you can do now because this freaking savior is here, right? And then the worst happens. And they have not grabbed your kid after school. They have not went on the dark web. They have G-worded you, the parent. You were the victim. And then your child becomes the victim. And this is one of the most unspoken about predatory activities of these individuals. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I interviewed a lady who, her and her sister, like, she was raised in South Africa to her stepdad, and her stepdad just convinced her that everything that was happening was normal to her for years, years and years and years. And then as an adult, he then did it again to another family because obviously her blah, 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 their family broke up. Everything went public. Nobody could prove anything. Years later, he did it again to his new family. There was evidence. Now he's going to jail. So she went and interviewed her stepdad about her childhood and made a documentary called Surviving the Dragon, or Surviving Dragon. And I interviewed her. And she was one of the most interesting survivors because she works now with PDF files who are trying to not be PDF files.
Yeah.
That fascinates me, dude. I don't know why I find it so fascinating. But she comes at the whole topic at a different angle. It really, sometimes during the interview, it frustrated me. It really frustrated me because our views were different on how to see these individuals. But it's incredible how many women, how many men, how many women fall victim to these individuals. And all the time they're sitting there thanking the universe for bringing this person to their life, for giving them that layer of security. And all the while you're just being buttered up so they can have access to your kids.
And yeah, they're trying to infiltrate your life so that they can get what they want.
And
which being
single,
the kids.
Single parents.
Yeah.
The children of single parent households are 350% more likely to suffer abuse than two-parent families. I don't know what that statistic is meant to do for anyone's peace of mind.
Can I just, are these videos that you've done previously, Ron, are they still up on your channel?
Hang on. So YouTube love you. YouTube decided I was bullying these individuals that decided to do these to kids. So I have a website, it's called projectrook.com. You can find my documentaries here, Hope Dies Here, Surviving Life, my old YouTube channel, all the Surviving Life content, Crime Theory, Serial Sundays with the Serial Killers, Parental Guidance. There's everything is there from the past. You just have to click on one of these little videos.
Can one of the mods drop it in the side chat, the website? Because I think that people are going to be really interested to look at that stuff.
Yeah, I actually posted a video on the Discord, which was this video here. And this sort of goes through, it's like a 20-minute little feature about all the stuff that I'd done for years with my team. It was a massive group effort. I just want to make that clear. Some of the people involved in what we used to do were scary smart, man. And we had this one lady that was part of the group who was 33 years old with two kids and married. But the minute she put on a onesie, right, she looked about 13. And she was one of the greatest decoys the world has ever seen. It was incredible. Creepy, fantastic. But incredible. You know what I mean?
Have you seen that? I can't remember the name of it now, but there was a documentary that was put on Netflix a while back about a PDF file hunter. I think it was actually called the PDF file hunter.
Yeah, about what I can't remember the guy's name. This is when I called out Snapchat for making this filter that turned people into little kids, and this made national news in a couple of countries. And the NSPCC, one of the biggest charities in the UK. Commented on it all because I went to town. That's what the person actually looks like. It's crazy. Wow. It was crazy, dude. It was crazy. So when we talk about normalization and facilitating, you can see here, this was the Metro in the UK, covered the story. Then Nicole Whitaker, former counselor for the children's charity NSPCC, Surviving Life Channels was a danger to the technology. So when you put it out in the way that these things can, oh, listen, you don't have to worry. We've got plans. There's plans in the mist, right? There is plans in the mist for something all of you are going to love, all right? And all I'm going to do is show you something on the screen, right? It's coming, all right? Trust me, okay? I've spoke about Meghan Markle for a year, right? A year, all right? Okay? Time to get back to business, all right? And anyone who knows, you know, all I'm going to say is some of the people that will be involved in my new podcast may or may not enjoy fighting the good fight. And it's going to be freaking unbelievable. So just stay tuned, man. Just stay tuned.
Somebody's asking in side chat, what is GG? Right, it rhymes with shrooming.
Oh, GG, I will show you now. I do apologize. 1 minute. I'll make it very easy for you. So these two words are GG, okay? This is a jeer, okay? So if someone is a jeer, then that's what they are. But GG is this. Welcome to YouTube. It's absolutely scandalous how we have to report on things. But I wouldn't change it for the world, YouTube. Love you. Love you, YouTube. And I'll be honest, I apologize to the people who tuned in and we got through this, we got halfway through and I got triggered. But I just, I'm sorry. It's all of this topic.
I don't think you need to apologize for getting triggered, Ron, because it's something you're passionate about, because you're a father and you've got children and you care about other children. And
I don't think you apologize for that. Do you know what I actually think it is? There's all of that as well. But I think it actually boils, like, see if you were to boil me down into like a balsamic vinegar reduction, right? I think the final little thing that makes me do all of this is bullies, right? So
yeah,
it boils down to bullies for me. And PDFs and R-worders are the worst bullies in the world. If you've ended someone, I will actually let you tell your story and listen to you. Because, hey, you know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and we can see what your story is. But if you're an R-worder, right, or a P, then I'm not a fan. And that's how we talk on YouTube. I'm not a fan. And it's always been like that. And the best part about me is I know the glorious things that lurk within me that I'm capable of doing when someone crosses a line. And there's a very good reason why I can't do live catches and things like this. Like I wouldn't trust Alan. You know what I'm saying? I was just gonna say
to you, is that when Alan turns up?
No. Alan gets a lot of his gratification from that work, though, because when you boil it down, it is quite a ruthless thing that I've done to people. Do you know what I mean? And people would always say, oh, well, have you ever got it wrong? No, 100% success rate, because we've done all of our own work.
Yeah.
If you came to us with a year's worth of investigation, it meant nothing to me. Because... Yeah. We have to do it ourselves and only go off what we've done. That's it.
Yeah, you can't listen to word of mouth, can you? You've got to go and research.
No. It wouldn't even matter if it was word of mouth. You could be a renowned group who we worked with before, come to us with evidence. We would have to insert ourselves and start our own investigation. And then everything that lined up within the two would be matched, but anything that didn't wouldn't, because I was never going to run the risk of, you know, working with a team and then a year later they make a mistake, you know. So we always done our own investigations, and I absolutely loved it. Like the thrill of the hunt, the thrill of it all was just so dark. Like,
Is it something that you think that you're going to get back into, or just...
It's something that's never stopped, bro. It's never stopped. I mean, last Christmas, I got bored and then shut down a community on Google, this weird little bird, bluebird or something it was called. And completely destroyed them. And that was just boredom one afternoon. You know what I'm saying? So the next phase for the studio is setting up a second station so that we can do some more dark web stuff, because that's always fun.
Oh, cool.
But
oh,
for the last few years, it's been strictly surface web for me, because, oh man, like if you can cut off the head of the snake is where is their recruitment and advertising portals on the surface web, social medias and websites. You cut off those and the general public cannot come across you. And then you go on to the dark web and stuff like that. But man, thank you all for sticking around as well. 1,100 of you sticking around just to hear me triggered and rant. 500 on YouTube, 500 on Twitter. Everyone that's on Twitter, I'd really appreciate it if you could come over to YouTube, because like, numbers really, really help in this game over here. No, designed by Phoebe. Phoebe, I spent 7 years. I've got a system that I've programmed the Tor browser that doesn't show images, it doesn't show videos, and I go after communities. Not I shut down the sites that distribute stuff because it's fairly obvious when the spiders crawl and come back with a data description of what the site has. You don't need to see it. You just get it down. But the communities, if you take away the images, like, for example, if you were to go on a forum all about fishing and you took away all the pictures of the fishing and you were just left with the discussions under the pictures, it's kind of obvious what's going on in those pictures, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So I did it for 7 years. I invited Scotland, Police Scotland Cybercrime Department down to my house, showed them how I did it, told them who I was, told them they had free access to my server, showed them how I proved times, dates, and what was on the screen, and done it all legally. So just to be clear, it doesn't blur it. It's a JavaScript command that will not load, images or JavaScript functions such as media players and stuff like that. It doesn't blur it. It removes it. So if you've ever had a broken image on a website where you get that weird little icon up in the top right of where the image used to be, and then just a line round a rectangle, that's what it looks like. So, yeah.
Have you ever thought, would you, if they offered you, would you go and work for, like, say, the police?
No.
To do stuff?
No. Police can't do what we can do. It'd be crazy. Do you know what would happen if I took some of the things that we done to these people and just done it for, like, evil, right? If I was to insert myself into the... Listen, all I'm saying is some of the stuff that's done by some of the people involved and some of the things that happen in the world that are for the good of mankind are pretty illegal, okay? Like accessing devices, brute force entry into servers. These are all things I don't know about. I'm just reading things off the screen that you can't see because that's safer. But these are not things that the police, there's too much legislation, man. Like the things that can be done.
Yeah.
The beauty of it as well, Murph, right? Like if you've got 2 months of investigation and receipts, conversations, and you have all of this, and then maybe you're like, okay, let's just have some fun with this guy, and you do some stuff just to completely teach him a lesson before you destroy his life, allegedly, in this theory. And when I say, you know, when I say legally, when I say, I mean, I'm talking through the legal system, all right? I'm not talking about through anything horrible. There's things that, man, there's been times where people have accessed a government server in America and gone to prison for 20 years, and then a father has done something unthinkable with a child and gets 8 years.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Just to show you how illegal some things are. But there's people out there that believe when it comes to the safety of children, these things matter not. Okay? I am not in any way glorifying or encouraging anyone to do anything negative towards any group of people in the world at all. Trust me, there's a reason why Mother Teresa said she'll never go to an anti-war rally, but show her a peace rally and she'll be there. It's technically the same thing, right? But it's a positive and a negative word that embalms the situation, shall we say. Oh, yeah. Tell me the last time you got embalm into a conversation, Murph. Tell me the last time that one got slipped in. You know what I'm saying?
Embalmed.
And I just want to say again, this was a huge team effort, everything I'm talking about. From the mods, to the ghosts, to the decoys, to everyone. It was a huge group effort. And there's people that I worked with for years that I only heard through voices that were, you know, like, hang on a minute, how did they sound? They were very much like, talking a bit like... that scary sort of hacker voice. You know, I had one guy that convinced me he was 4 different people in one team, and it was just the one guy.
That's what they do. I mean, that's catfishing as well, isn't it?
No. He just, it was safer for him for everyone to think that he was 4 or 5 people than for him just to be by himself. Because in that scenario, if something went wrong, he can blame everything on one of his coworkers, right?
Yeah.
That is him, right? And send them off on a goose chase. It's genius. But none of that ever mattered because, like, the last thing I want is too much information about the people that I'm doing this with because, you know.
I'd love to be a mate when you start, if we're going to do something, it's like, shows like this and stuff like that. I'd love to be a part of it because it's, yeah, it means a lot. Yeah, well, having three kids.
Yeah, I know. Other, you know, you've got quite an extensive. Wait a second. What is going on here?
Mac just said that there's a GG that's been prosecuted. Did you say, Mac? About 5 miles from his house. I'm still looking out for Queenie, so I can't.
Yeah, no, you're good. Sorry, I was just checking something on my phone. So listen, reporting on stuff, like I said, this has never stopped for me. It's thinned out. And I mean, I've got a documentary coming out at the end of this year that's 3.5 years of a woman who's now passed away's life because of a GG gang, her mother, you know, doing things from when she was 5, her mum going to jail, and then the same people doing the same thing to her throughout her teens. It was horrific. And sadly, the story continues with her grandchild, who is now sadly in the same situation, and it's wild. And it might be gangland that deals with this situation. It's crazy. It's wild, man. It's when this whole story comes out, when I can totally, it's the biggest story I've ever done. And
did you say at the end of this year?
Yeah, it could be the end of this year. Could be. But that, this is years and years. This lady turned down everyone to work with me, like everyone. And yeah, got a lot of responsibilities to fulfill.
Is that from the UK?
Yeah. It's from my town, bro.
From your town? Okay.
Yeah, my town.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. So, well, listen,
I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. I mean, it is horrific. Like, it is horrific. And yeah. Okay, well, listen. Demonic Rituals and NDA Hip Musician is kicking off right now. I will see you all at 8 o'clock with my beautiful fiance Dan talking paranormal stuff. Please come and show us some support. If you're on Twitter, for the love of God, do me a favor. If you like me and my content, you have to help me out on YouTube, guys, because it's the best way you can support me without having to support me. It's just, please make this the key platform you watch on the Sean Atwood channel. I love you all. Thank you so much for putting up with this madness that was this live stream. I'll see you all at 8 o'clock. And Murph, thank you for being here. Thank you to the mods. Thank you, Side Chat. And yes.
Thank you for having me, bro.
We're back, baby. We're back, as far as those who know, they know, but we're back.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.